Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Techies, the podcast about simplifying our lives one gadget at a time. I am Shane, and joining me is Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, not too much.
No, not too much. Nothing. Okay. All right. That's fine. And then also Matt. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey. Not much. I guess everyone's not much going on.
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Tony? Matt? All right. Yeah. Wait, you guys drinking anything tonight? Just curious.
No, I'm boring. Ooh. I'm water. Psh, drinking
I have
water.
Water with a splash of lemon in it.
Oh, well, that's...
Ooh, you like that
it
lemon.
It is boring, but I'm sure healthy. I have an Ale Asylum Ambergetten going on here. You guys ever try that?
That sounds awesome. Ambergetten? Yeah. Is that... Did I just hear that?
Ambergetten. It's an amber... whatever beer. What does that even mean? You guys know? I have no
idea. It's like Armageddon. It's like the end of the world.
Oh, is that what they were going for? Ah, thank you.
I want to try it. That sounds really good. I like amber beers.
I think I've had it before, but yeah, no, it's pretty good. All right, well, so hey, anything new in the hardware world with everyone, with their projects and all that good stuff going on? Anything new? Anything at all?
Tony, you want to go first?
Tony, yeah,
well, not too much new, but I did kind of pull the trigger and I did sign up for This Life. Gave him my $60 for a year just to try it out fully, and I really wanted to do that before I put the... There's a downloader you can put on your computer, and I have most of my my images on my MacBook Pro, over like 4,000. So I started that process, and uploading those just takes forever. I think over this weekend, 2 days, and I'm still not done with some of these videos. And it might be more my my connection than anything. But first off,
my Skype's running slow right now.
What's that?
You turn that uploader off while we're recording here.
No, it's off. Yeah, wait.
Wait.
actually, it is on right now.
So did This Life go out of beta? It was in beta for a while, right?
Actually, I think it still is in beta. I decided to give it a try. One thing that I noticed for sure is all the pictures I got from Everpick, which, again, I loved, they download them, and I think it's JP2, or I forgot what that new format is.
Oh, right.
It's like
is that
a
JPEG 2?
I think it's a new format, but I think it's from around, like, 2004 or something. I think it's...
Oh, really?
It's actually...
Well,
you know what else is from 2004?
Anyway, this format's... Or,
anyway.
This Life does not support it, so all those didn't go, but that was kind of my backup, so it wasn't a big deal. It just did everything else. It's like Apple, I think, is the only one that recognizes that format. I was really trying to... Microsoft doesn't seem to, but
the answer was World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft, 2004. Throwing that out there.
Well, I find that strange. I don't know. JP dot JP2. I think that's what the name of it is. But anyway, so I got most of them, if not all of them, up there. It's taking a long time for the videos to install.
JP2,
but other than that, I like how it kind of just puts them all in format by the date, kind of oldest to newest. And I'm looking forward to kind of tinkering on that website with all of them on there right now.
Ooh.
So I have about 4,000.
Matt, remind me to capture tinkering what Tony just said also.
Oh, did I say it yet?
No, you didn't say tweaking yet. But
did I say
tinkering's the new one? Yep.
Oh, I'm going to say it. Well, I gotta now that all my pictures are on there, I want to kind of get in there and start tinkering or
think of a new word.
Tinkering, tweak them around a little bit.
I'm just, you know, I'm fueling the fire, Shane, just for you. You're welcome.
Thank you. greatly appreciated.
It's still pretty new, so I gotta just look at some of the settings on there and kind of see how I can. Sharing, I think, is a big one. Just not giving a lot out at a time.
Sharing is a big thing. Yeah, I agree. Sharing is caring. And so, did I forget to mention this is episode 4? I think I might have forgot that. But hey, it's episode 4, by the way. Tony, were you done?
Sure.
Episode 4, were you done?
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Just it's still a work in progress just to see what all the new features are, but I'll keep you guys posted.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Tony. Matt?
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, I've actually been doing photo stuff as well, but I've got the old laptop. I put Ubuntu on it, downloaded all my photos through Dropbox, and I'm just I really do actually like Ubuntu and the command line, everything they got there. So I'm trying to write some scripts to automate some of the photo stuff, just most of it revolving around editing the dates on photos, so I can make sure the you know, not just the file system file dates, but the EXIF data that goes into the photos is correct. So I'm getting a little bit maybe too much tweaking there, but maybe I'm going a little overboard.
Good.
But, can't do enough tweaking. I do really like it. Yeah.
Can you guys hear that thunder? It's intense.
Yeah, I did, but I'm closer.
Oh yeah. Well, we're.
I think Matt is.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't been doing too much with tech. I mean, I've got with my projects, I should say, I've got my third Bluetooth pair of headphones that's coming, and we'll see how this one works out. Seems like every other one I have breaks, but other than that, I can't think of really too much right now. Seems like
headphones,
as always,
for your computer or for phone?
Computer or phone? Not too much right now, honestly. I'll have to report back next episode. But
is that the one you keep in your ear and you just walk around the whole time so you can quickly answer your phone?
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
Okay, well, shall we continue here?
Yep.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
News.
All right, are you guys still okay with me starting? I don't have to start with this every time, I swear. If you guys want to, you guys can jump in first if you want. In fact, you know what? I'm not even asking. I'm just going to make, Tony, you go first this time. Do it. Go.
Okay. Well, the article I have today is, it is from Forbes, and it's iPhone owners warned to change their passwords after iOS hack. And there's been a lot of talk about this with, I think it maybe started maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It happened, there was a lot of reports in Australia where someone would lock an iPhone, and when you lock an iPhone, and you can do this with Find My iPhone app, if you have that turned on, and if someone hacks your iOS account and locks it, they kind of they want ransom for it. They'll put in $100 and then I'll unlock it for you. And so it's been happening to a lot, not too many reports, and none, or maybe a couple reports in the US, but it's been more happening in Australia where this has been kind of happening. It has nothing, the article is pretty much where it really doesn't have much to do with iOS or the iCloud. That's not being hacked. They're thinking it's either some phishing or something like that. A lot of people are, you know, kind of being forced to pay, or you'll have to wipe your iPhone. And if you have a backup, like on your computer, I think it has to be on your computer, then you'll be okay. But also, if you lock your phone, and like you have a passcode, you know, the 4-digit passcode, if you lock it, and you just type that in, then you're fine. But if you don't have anything like that, then you're either forced to wipe it and start over, and then obviously change your iCloud password, or if you want to pay that ransom. But that's kind
or,
of what...
Yeah.
It seems like the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's like, I think it's been ranging from $40 to $100.
How do you pay them? Is it credit card? Do they accept American Express?
I think they're going to want some money as fast as possible. I don't think they're going to have like an address on your little lock screen, because they can kind of put that that information when they lock it, and they'll send the message over your iCloud account to the phone that's currently being locked.
So real quick, just to tie this in a little bit more with how to make our lives easier. Not having this happen would be
obviously. You're right. I guess the only reason I picked this one for the most part is, I know, obviously taking steps for security doesn't necessarily make it easier, but I suppose in the long run, and again, this isn't happening that much in the United States. Only a couple, a handful of reports for the U.S. I guess the U.S. market. But it's also a just kind of a way to just remind you if you, what Apple's saying is to change your iCloud password. You know, I don't know if they're saying regularly, although I suppose you should be doing that anyway. But I know a lot of people, you know, like to stick with a password and keep it for as long as possible before someone barks at them, telling them to change it. But what I've kind of done just for a while, just till this thing blows over, is I just set up the passcode on my iPhone. And I got to say, I do hate it. So every time you're looking at a text message, you want to turn your phone on. All right. I just put the 4-digit code in, or you can even do longer than that. Just because if, you know, you ever got compromised, then you could at least type that in and then you can keep going. And then I would just change my iCloud password. I think that's kind of the easiest because I don't know if you can pull a backup off your compromised iCloud account if you just do your backups from the cloud. But I know that one of the article was saying how if you back up on your computer, you can definitely pull that right off of your computer then.
Can you back up your full phone to the iCloud?
Yes.
Do you have to buy some kind of extra storage or 5 gigs?
Generally, I think, in my case, I was well beyond that 5 gigabytes they give you for free, I think.
Wow, really?
Oh, that's does that really surprise you, though?
Well, with you, no, but I suppose... I have probably about 2 or 2.5 gigs free from that free storage for iCloud or whatever they give
you. I back up everything but photos, I think. I think that was
well,
the big
I guess
thing
what does that
me.
Leave? Because everything else can download. I mean, it won't like any music or any videos that doesn't count towards it because you just re-download those back.
Right.
It's mostly just settings, email.
There's quite a few messages in there actually. I want to say there's about 8 different things that you can back up.
I guess I need to take more of a look at that. I probably didn't even change it, but I mean, I recently sent my phone. Well, maybe this was like a month ago to Apple to get the sleep button fixed. Mm-hmm. They were kind of doing that for free. So, and then
oh,
they
you
gave
did,
me a loaner.
Did you?
So
this
I was
something
able
I was
to,
totally unaware of.
What's that?
That you had your phone replaced.
Oh yeah. No, not really replaced. Just the,
oh, that's right.
The sleep wake button got replaced.
I'm just kidding. I was there. I was there with you.
Yeah, you were.
Didn't they had to send it to Australia, right?
Oh, yeah. Crap. I'm compromised.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. That's how they are able to hack all the phones. Just go right there.
It's just a random repair guy sitting in Australia. And
maybe. I think we just cracked the case, fellas. Good job.
No.
So
they're saying that it has nothing to do with Apple, like iCloud passwords and usernames, all that stuff's not compromised. It's going from another place, and I think there's a hacker in Australia.
Just one guy.
Yes.
Ah.
Do you put a lock on your phone, Shane? The 4-digit code to unlock it?
No.
I'm just curious.
So
you
go
don't?
Ahead, hack my phone. Yeah. Yay, everyone.
Do you, Matt?
No.
Yeah.
I've tried it. I've done it before, and I was pretty close to doing it when Tony sent us that article, but have not done it yet.
I did it, but I gotta say, like, every time I see someone who has a phone that's locked, I always think, like, what are you keeping from your wife?
Your wife.
Or husband, whatever. I just think, like, oh, you got secrets. You don't want them to know the password. You know, like,
girls,
I gotta lock
bad
my
stuff
phone.
Too.
I just see that, especially with our, you know, we have our friend. I just totally think him. But, you know,
both my wife and my phone are locked, and we each know each other's passwords. So I don't know if that makes it better or not. But
that, well, I'm not.
I guess not sharing your password with anyone. That's probably a critical violation there.
That's true.
Yeah. So, hey, all right. So, Tony, you good here? Is that?
Yeah.
Is that good? All right. Matt, you want to discuss your article real quick?
Mine comes from Engadget. Microsoft announces its biggest tablets yet, the 12-inch Surface Pro 3. This was announced at their small gathering in New York City. I don't know if this is making anyone's life easier or with the techies, but this is just, I thought it was pretty cool. I just read quite a bit about it. It looks like a really nice piece of hardware. I mean, it is virtually a full kind of laptop in tablet form factor. it seems like maybe the next progression of the Ultrabook, where you know, very ultra portable, but then they just kind of smash everything together and say, all right, here it is, the monitor and everything together, and we've got the smart cover, and it got some pretty good reviews. And I don't know. Yeah, I really, there's no way I could use my tablet for everything. Certain apps and whatnot, you know, I just need to get on the laptop. So it seems kind of like a nice melding. Like maybe Microsoft is finally getting close, and the hardware looked really nice. So
yeah, it did. I think one of the big things they were, or one of the cons I saw for that, was it's just not it's not as easy as to set up as, you know, just a laptop, as far as just opening and closing. You know, you kind of have to, you know, get the kickstand pushed out, and for your lap, I don't think that's quite as convenient. But if I recall, I don't know if I actually looked at your article specifically, but I saw something, I think it was this one specifically, where it was, you know, that's always going to be with the tablet, even though there's that kickstand on it. It's just, it's not quite as quick to, you know, get set up, but I don't know. You don't currently.
What I thought also was cool, they've got the, what is that thing called? The stylus that you can use, and it turns it on, and then you can start writing right into OneNote, which, you know, OneNote is kind of like Microsoft's Evernote type note taking app. And that seemed pretty cool to me, because Evernote is one of the apps I use on my phone. That's probably half the time I'm in that stupid app on my phone. So it's I can see it'd be really nice to just have it go straight to that and start writing.
So are you talking about actual hand-drawn notes?
Yep. Yeah. OneNote handles that. It just kind of, I don't know if it stores an image or vector graphics, does something to...
It doesn't do like OCR or anything like that, trying to convert it to text.
I haven't used OneNote much. I wouldn't doubt it. Evernote's got pretty good OCR when you take pictures and scan things. So
in the past when I've tried those types of apps, I wasn't very impressed. So I wasn't that type of... I think I'm more interested in something where it's just basic notes, where it doesn't try to convert them, because you're always going to have, you know, some characters that don't get read properly. Totally see it.
I'm sure it still stores the actual handwritten image.
Yeah.
It might try and... The OCR that Evernote uses is just for searching and things like that. So it's actually pretty cool when you search for... you've taken a picture of something, maybe just a receipt, and then you search for it in Evernote, it'll actually highlight what it thinks the text is that it found.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very nice.
I suppose that would be... That's a huge advantage. OneNote, I think you can get OneNote in this the standard office suite, right? I believe I've had it before on one of my office suites, but I never really used it because you know, obviously on a desktop you don't really have that same handwriting experience necessarily.
Yeah, without a touchscreen it doesn't make too much sense. I mean, drawing with a mouse, you might as well just type with the keyboard, but with a tablet, it makes a lot of sense. So that's
I have a drawing tablet, a basic cheap one that theoretically I could use for that on my desktop. But still, it's not nearly as convenient, I don't think.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, didn't you have a bunch of tablets when you were, years ago, I thought you always wanted to get styluses and drawing tablets and things like that. I don't know if you're still into that or not.
It was XP Tablet Edition. Shane wanted it.
I did. Not like I once
so did
was. It's weird how that works, because I totally wanted one of the original tablet PCs, one of those convertible ones way back when. Now that's basically what this is, and what there's ones out there already that are these convertible ones. But Apple pretty much brought back the tablet craze, and then... I don't know. It's they're doing it better now, I guess, than what they were the first time around. But it still kind of feels like they're almost going backwards a little bit, back to that whole tablet PC era. Don't you guys kind of feel that way?
Oh, with the Surface Pro 3?
Yeah. Maybe the interface is a lot better now. That could be part of it. But back when they had like Windows XP Tablet Edition, it wasn't clearly it didn't take off at the time.
The tablets were pretty monstrous, weren't they? They didn't.
That
seem
could
like
be.
You want to look
they were Maybe thicker, but the also thing. The hardware wasn't there either. You'd pay for subpar hardware, and you'd still be paying more of a premium price for that touchscreen.
I suppose the response laptop. Rate wasn't as good at the time either.
No, yeah, that's another thing. I don't think they slapped a desktop OS on what was supposed to be a tablet, and they said it was better. And I don't. And
but I gotta
wasn't.
Say, I mean, there's something to be said too for the fact that the reason why any of Apple's products are always successful is because they're as simple as they are and easy to use. And I think that's not what Microsoft's doing with this necessarily, you know? It's clearly why the iPad's still easily the top selling tablet out there, right? Am I wrong about that? Does anyone
I don't
know?
Know.
I don't know off the top of my head anymore.
Well,
I know
I'm sure Microsoft's gaining.
Was and it has set the bar.
I'm but. Sure they're gaining some market share.
But I think Apple, you know, they kind of started from the ground up with their OS. And I know it started on iPhone first. And then, you know, they have it on the iPad and they tweaked it. But Microsoft tried it, again, if we're going to go back to those convertible ones. They made one a little bit with the tablet edition of XP. But, you know, they were still running, you know, different hardware than... You know, it really is different, like, because you have to take into account, you know, more heating issues and
right.
battery life with
yeah.
tablets.
And I still
Microsoft
say that
just didn't do that.
That then. Separation of touch OS, iOS in this case, completely separate from Mac OS, I think is really where they've been able to keep a strong mobile operating system, you know, and not. The Surface, I'm sure it's doing all right. I'm sure it has millions of sales, I'm sure, at least.
I think it's getting better.
It is getting better, yes. I think they're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not trying to knock on Microsoft.
Shane hates Microsoft.
I still love Windows 7, even though...
No, it's great. I like that they keep doing better. Keep going with the competition, you know, the... Just more innovation on both ends, you know. I just don't want to see. I like that.
Well, it seems like they've kind of given up on the whole. I don't know, like that genre of tablet, and they just went straight to, in the event they were comparing it to a MacBook Air. So it seems like they're trying to take the ultra portable.
What was a MacBook Pro they were comparing it to?
Oh, no, really? No, it's MacBook Air. I
did
believe.
They say Tony? Oh, what, your article, or there was another?
Oh, there might have been another one that they were comparing it to. Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. It does have some pretty beefy hardware in it, so.
Right.
Maybe the screen, they were comparing the screen to a MacBook Pro Retina. I think it's got, I think it has an i7 Intel processor in it, but I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
All right, should we move on?
We can move on to my article, if everyone's okay with that.
Yep.
This is, by the way, before I forget, that was, so Matt's article was in Gadget. Did you say it was in Gadget? It's in Gadget. Tony's was Forbes. And mine is straight from the Google blog. I mean, admittedly, I did take this from, I dove from one article to the next, and eventually I got straight to this Google blog. But this article is titled, Just Press Go, Designing a Self-Driving Vehicle. And it's not new news necessarily, because I think it's been known for a while now that Google's been working on these self-driving cars, but it's really becoming more of a reality now. They had a group of people go out and actually test drive these things, and it's pretty sweet. It's got
quote unquote drive.
Yeah,
yeah,
what are they doing?
Yeah,
just
ride,
sitting in it?
To ride these. Okay, yeah, good point. Fair enough. And it's pretty neat. They have a full, it's a 2 minute and 52 second video on there that you can go watch. And it's cool. They have the big circular rotating camera or sensor at the top. And then apparently there's multiple sensors just around this whole vehicle. It looks a lot like a smart car, as Matt pointed out before the episode here, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but, design maybe could be a little better, but you know what? It's a self-driving car and
it's a prototype too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, literally it's right now. They're only capped at 25 miles per hour. It's a two seater, which I don't know. Do you guys know smart cars? Do they only seat two people also?
Yeah, I think so.
So. Yeah.
maybe end up thing of groceries, one bag.
Right. Exactly. I'm sure you save on.
I don't want to go off topic here, but did you guys see the first commenters? I'm looking forward to self-driving cars. Well, thank you for sharing that.
I think I did see that one. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of looked like Mike Morheim or something, but like a young Mike Morheim. And funny enough, his name's Mike. Anyway, so these cars, you know, self-driving, but I'm sure it's just on like one of Google's campuses or something. They were driving these around. Right now, there's only, I don't know if it's just this one or not right now, but the goal is to eventually get 100 here. That's one of the next steps. So, you know, they want to do that as a small pilot program in California, I guess. And so something to look forward to. I got to say, I don't know, not quite sure how I feel about it yet. It's a little early. And to be honest, having that control, maybe, you know, it's almost a peace of mind in itself, you know, just being able to actually control your vehicle. Obviously, there's always going to be things that go wrong with your vehicle that are out of your control anyway, but I don't know, what do you guys take? I mean, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think this is the future, or is it just kind of a waste of time?
I'm looking forward to self-driving cars.
Are you? Do you think it's gonna do you think it'll really be a reality in our lifetimes though?
Maybe, I think. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, sorry. You're looking forward to it as well. I saw this a little bit earlier in the week, and I was thinking, oh, you know, I don't know how far out it is. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a decade, maybe it's 2 decades, but then thinking, if I have kids, am I going to actually have to teach them how to drive, or is self-driving cars going to be the way, you know, how it is? Will my kids ever drive a car?
I think it's safe to say you won't need to teach your kids how to change their oil or anything. We could say that much probably. I think electric cars are, now mind you, I don't actually know. I don't even know if this is electric or what this
is.
But
I can't tell either. I'm looking at it. Yeah. Too. I do see that they have added the, it looks like the camera on the top of it. So then everybody will be taking
Google Maps
pictures.
Up there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're just, their ultimate goal is to add for Google Street View here to be, you know, updated weekly or something.
Sick of paying those college kids to drive around.
Everyone will drive around. Oh, but your car is free. Okay.
That thing spins pretty fast. I was surprised.
Can you imagine if the car was free and they just blared ads in your ears the whole time you're driving?
There you go. That's it. You have
man.
You have a choice of different, you know, radio stations, but then those are it. It's probably all ads, maybe one song an hour.
So
and
I will
then,
say,
but you know, it's free transportation. That's
so
what this will be.
Spoiler alert! If you're actually going to watch this video, it's near the end. Now I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't observant until near the end. But one of the guys who's test riding this vehicle at the end is visually impaired. So. That's one of the things he's talking about. It's something he hasn't really been able to do, you know. So this is good. I think that makes this awesome. Just that alone, you know, anything that can help, you know, accessibility more, I think is a good thing.
I think it would be good if this really, you know, took off and then, you know, 50 or 100 years from now, everyone's on it or whatever. I just think that it would just give me more time to do whatever on the way to work, whether that be reading or, you know, I have to quick finish up some work or something. I think that's this. I know it's far out, but it's.
I gotta level up.
That's right. Play Warcraft or whatever.
Oh yeah, if you had Wi-Fi in the car, yeah, you could just play video games on the way to work. That'd be awesome.
You know, that reminds me of another
Surface Pro 3.
That reminds me of those weather balloons that Google is trying to put up places. You guys seen this? You hear about this?
What is it?
Those weather. Well, they're not weather balloons, but they're balloons.
Oh,
that
yeah.
go way up
I heard
in
about
the atmosphere.
Free internet or whatever it is. That would,
yeah, I don't know what. Maybe it was more than just Wi-Fi, but I thought that
was
part of it.
Wasn't? Yeah, it was going to give I don't know, a certain location like access to. I don't know if it was some kind of internet technology.
Yeah, one of the big things is that it goes above anywhere any planes fly, and which leads me to believe that Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and they just have to. I think they circle
work.
The Earth a couple times, and then they have to. I don't know. Do they put more helium in it or something? I don't know.
How large of a Wi-Fi range do they have on this thing?
You know what? I could be misinterpreting it. I saw a video last week or something, and maybe that wasn't the main focus, was Wi-Fi, but yeah, you think if it was that high up in the air, you wouldn't be able to get Wi-Fi reception.
It was a place where they couldn't put towers down. I don't know. I think they were kind of, I think it was a place in Africa somewhere.
Okay.
But so I don't know exactly the whole part of it, though.
Maybe it's more like of a satellite connection or something. I don't know. I'll have to maybe bring that article to the table one of these episodes. But anywho, yeah, so good on Google for doing their crazy shenanigans and making cool stuff. Yeah, so we...
Shenanigans.
I think we're ready to continue here. And we're doing...
That guy who put the, I'm looking forward to self-driving cars, he had 15 replies to that. I don't even know how you would respond to that.
What would you say, Matt?
I don't know.
I like that this is a big deal for you.
Matt, you should just reply and say, yes.
Bump it to 16. I guess that comment has really, it's made me quite happy just reading it. So.
You have to be part of the realm of Google Plus to leave comments, I believe.
It's the first one on there because he's plus 14. He has the most one-ups or likes or whatever you want to call them. Plus one.
He goes to every article and just says, I'm looking forward to whatever the subject of that article is.
So if you want to go check that out, you'll know who we're talking about. We don't mean to call you out specifically.
His name is Mike Spinak.
Okay, I guess we're calling him out.
He's probably like a Google.
He's calling developer. Out everyone's names today. We're just saying friends' names, and
he's brought a lot of joy to my life.
What a Google's name!
I don't know who you are, Mike, but you made me happy.
Good job, Mike. All right, so today we're gonna do something a little different. We're gonna talk about because tomorrow actually is the start of the WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference. And we're going to include that in our news section here today because clearly that's news. And what would we like to talk about, since they haven't really released a whole lot other than some leaked photos of what the next OS X will be called potentially. We just kind of want to go over some predictions that each of us are thinking they're going to announce. No further ado, let's go ahead and do that. First off, one of probably the most looked forward to things that Apple has been discussing each year around this time is iOS specifically. And what year was that? The iPhone used to be announced in, or it used to come out in like June, right? Was it June?
Yeah, I believe up into, I think it was the iPhone 4, and then everything after that was, I think, fall.
Right, so everything after that is when they started just announcing the new version of iOS at WWDC, and the phone would come out later, you know, a few months later, the fall time. And so iOS 8 being the most recent, that will be the, well, in theory, that's what they're going to be announcing. Starting tomorrow. Actually, now that I think about it, did they announce everything on the first day? Pretty much?
Yes. Yeah. The keynote, yeah. They talk about it's about an hour and a half, and they just kind of boom.
The whole conference is a week long, right?
Yeah, for the developers it is.
Sure.
It's a whole week about whatever they talk about. And but the keynote's just Monday.
Okay, so just a couple of predictions. We... quick one to talk about. Tony, did you put these down on here?
Some of them.
Okay. I'm actually not familiar with the first one. What is that referring to?
The iOS health book.
I believe. Yeah, so,
oh,
you can
go ahead.
Actually, I think, did you write that one down, Matt? I mean, I've seen it too. I've seen
a
couple screens where, and this might have to do with some of the fitness devices that have come out, and this kind of also fuels the speculation that there might be either a watch or a fitness device that Apple might be talking about tomorrow. But this looks to be just an app that might be coming with iOS 8 that's supposed to, you know, track your steps and your blood sugar and, you know, maybe your pulse or something like that too. So all that
your
stuff.
Your blood sugar would be awesome.
I heard it's supposed to have blood sugar. Yeah, how would...
Exactly. I saw that on one of the so-called leaked photos. And again, I think everything we talk about here is still rumored, you know. But
yeah, they add in into the fingerprint scanner a little needle that jumps up.
Still, I don't know how they're going to do that, but maybe you would, you know, if you're a diabetic and you're looking for a better app to
diabetes,
you know, keep things organized with, you would do it on you would poke yourself and use that meter on,
you can pee on your phone too, and it tells you if you're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I believe that is true, and you don't need
also can also use that to get rid of a jellyfish sting. Just saying.
Oh, maybe it stores that pee for next time.
Yes,
when you get
exactly, and then it there's a
it updates your pee too. So you know, every year it's just going to assume what you drank that
there's
day.
There's an input and output function
again
to that. Yes. So anyway, okay, the health book, that sounds interesting. Okay.
So I also read another article that it might be just kind of like the Passbook is, where it's just a kind of a launcher for other apps. So you can kind of plug what other apps you want to. They can talk to the Passbook. Maybe it just keeps all your vital stats in one place, but then hooks into other apps to
understand.
Where are they at? Go ahead.
I just said, is it going to be like Newsstand then as well? And we're just going to not want to use it?
I have not used Newsstand, and also I have no clue.
It's going to be like Newsstand.
I haven't used
that
one
sucks.
You said, and I haven't used Newsstand. And if this is like that, then I would almost rather
forget
just use the other
it.
App. I don't.
What is the latest on NFC? Are they just abandoning that altogether? Because are they going with that whole Passbook thing? Is that just basically Apple's replacement for NFC, or
I think AirDrop was their solution to that.
Really?
I think so.
Is that being
be
used at all?
What is NFC?
Near field communications. So being able to pay with your phone mostly.
Oh,
the whole paying, I guess, is a big yeah.
Apple would probably want their standard 30% cut, which I don't think the grocery store would be too happy about.
Oh yeah, pick and save will not.
30%. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. You know, that reminds me of another topic real quick, not to go too far off tangent, but just kidding. I'm just screwing around with Tony here. I've lost it now.
Sorry.
That was too far off tangent. Overstepped your bounds.
What were we talking about? Remind me.
We can go to the next one.
We could go to the next one. They could do that too. So OS X 10.10.
Oh, you skipped one. The split screen for iPad. A rumor that you can, I think, Android and...
You skipped one.
Does Windows Mobile, that's still...
I don't think
Apple,
they have.
I'm not sure. Android supposedly can do split screen, and they're looking to bring that to iPad as well.
Are they really looking... Really?
Yeah, I've read that rumor, too.
Rumor, yeah, it's not... I'm kind of deciding if I'd like that or not.
That's actually one of the things I was hoping for.
I'm just trying to think, what do I do at the same time? I mean, if I had like, you know, a note I was trying to copy into an email or something,
right,
maybe. But I'm trying to think, like, I can just copy and paste. But I know there's probably a problem out there that I have.
I think that's
think
the biggest
right
thing.
Now, where would be a solution for.
Copy and paste, I think, is the biggest problem.
You want the show notes in one pane, and then you want your other articles in the other, where you're...
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head right there. I wish I could be doing that right now, because I have my show notes up, you know, here in full screen, but being able to see an article in a separate pane would be a lot nicer.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. I have my laptop, so that's when I do that.
See, that's how I...
Yeah, I use a computer.
I mean, I guess if we were all doing this on a tablet and then, like, this podcast... Then maybe that'd be kind of cool. And maybe there's some situations where I don't know if an iPhone might be too small of a screen, but then maybe my iPad, I suppose, if we're kind of doing different things.
The only reason I'm doing that is so I can actually have, so I can do true multitasking and keep, you know, certain apps open on my computer while I just have the notes kind of always omnipresent on the screen.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, Mike says that he's looking forward to split screen for iPad.
Nice.
How many comments did he get?
Oh, Mike. Again?
Way too many.
That's right.
All right. Should we continue on?
Is that really the only features that iOS 8 are going to bring us?
No, I'm sure there's more, but I just
those
can't
are just
think of
a couple of predictions.
They've been pretty tight.
What else? Have you heard anything more?
Stuff. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, better series stuff, better maps.
I heard maps, but I guess some of this stuff's generic, you know, like when they say the next iPhone comes out, better battery. It's like, all right, that's fine. But it's a boring one, right?
Well, I guess they do kind of try to improve the battery life with however they can with just the operating system. But
the guy who really wants to turn his phone brightness up is complaining about battery life.
I'm not really complaining about battery life, but it's like, I'm just complaining about how that's a new feature. You know, you want to hear something better than that.
Yeah.
What if it was you can turn your phone brighter for longer? Would that be a nice feature?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going off tangent here.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so yeah, OS X 10.10. That's supposedly the next one. They're not jumping to 11. And so there was a leaked photo from WWDC that shows the, apparently Yosemite, which I can't say I've actually gone to, but it's a big canyon-looking thing. So that's the apparent rumor right now, is that it's the next one's just going to be called Yosemite. Last, of course, was Mavericks, and now we're going to Yosemite. What do you guys think about that name? Pretty dumb, huh?
Yosemite or the 10.10?
Just the name, I mean. Well, either one. I don't know. What are your takes on that? I guess it's all right.
Mavericks seemed a lot cooler. Yosemite.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean,
We knew this was coming, though, that they were going to keep.
I knew they were
going
with location based, but I kind of was surprised about like 10 or the X. You know, like why not 11 or just get rid of the numbers altogether?
I know you're really upset about that 10.
10.10. I was looking forward to like 11 being like a revolutionary new thing, like you know, another whole number. Yeah,
like
let's get something great.
Edgecom or
yeah,
Interslice.
But you know, 10.10, I hate that. I mean, God, I know it's not that big of a deal. I'm probably making more of a big deal about it than it really is, but I was just hoping for 11 to really come, you know, when I saw like 10.7, 10.8, 10.9, wasn't a cat.
I wasn't.
So if they just named it OS X, or, you know, OS 11, you would feel much better about this release.
I'd be like, all right, yes, now this is going to be a big change.
They don't change anything with operating system, just the name.
Well, I got to say,
I'm sure I would be just as mad as I am now then.
I don't think it was a good idea with the whole Mavericks thing in the first place, because I feel like Steve Jobs deserved an Ocelot OS. So I think that would have been the perfect time. 10.9 would have been the perfect time to call it Ocelot. And then just move on to OS 11 after that. That seems like the obvious move to me.
I know. I like the cats. Why couldn't they at least go one more with a cat?
Merkening.
Screwed up with
not a cat names.
Yeah. Well, Ocelot sounds good. Boom. Done. But
it's also a Metal Gear
character.
Should
go to insects, because there's plenty of insects names that are not going to.
They would be set for life with insects. But I'm sure we could find something else.
Possibly
too.
Deep sea creatures also.
Mm. Mammals.
So there's not much rumors going on with I guess the OS. It's more about just a design refresh, right? That's the big one.
The flat, and there's been look pretty
some
much
images
right?
floating around, but they're
you know what's interesting about that? I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big a deal one way or the other. You know, in the last couple, and you guys seem to be pretty adamant about these incremental changes being, they're only adding like 5 apps to this update, or they're only doing, you know, this and this. Clearly they're doing more than that, but at the same time, you know, what are we really going to notice with them? And in this case, I kind of feel the same way. Like, if you're only updating the look of it, that is not enough for me. I mean, if it's free, I suppose I'll take it.
It is never. The last one, Mavericks, was free, so I'd imagine this next one's gonna be
I'm sure that's what they're going to continue doing. Mind you have to pay a ton to actually, you know, get a mag in the first place, but you know, it's good though that they're starting to do that stuff for free. I appreciate that, Apple. I do.
That is
nice. So yeah, I mean, nothing else, right? I mean, I can tell you right now, there's things that I wish that I can hope for. So I don't know if it's more or less of a prediction, but I tell you, it was a good thing with Mavericks that they did the, you know, more of the full screen support, but I still don't think it's there. It's not, I need more than just full screen support. I need to actually, and this is a huge debate that that hardcore Apple fans will you know argue against me, but maximizing a window is not correct on a Mac. It's not correct. Some apps get it right, but then like most of the Apple branded ones do not. It's not, it shouldn't just fill the vertical height of the screen because that's the page width and that's, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Getting down on the green button?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I was kind of, I really, switching from Windows to Mac, I really hated that stupid button for
it is
a long time.
Dumbest
I read the
thing.
I read the philosophy on it. I'm like, okay, I can kind of agree with that. You know, I'm in Microsoft Word. I hit the expand button. It takes the full vertical width and it makes the width of one page. That kind of makes sense. But I don't know. Philosophically, it makes sense. But practically, I don't like it. So I actually have an app that a couple keystrokes and it just maximizes my window. I don't
And I'm using that now also, thanks to Matt. And we can give a little shout out to that is Size Up, right?
Yes. Tremendous app.
It is quite nice, yeah. The keyboard shortcuts and you can do some of those similar Windows 7 commands like the split screen type stuff pretty easily.
Snap
with
stuff,
that, right? Yeah. So that's good. But anyway, yeah, we don't. Other than that, we don't really have any other predictions for OS X, I guess. Tony, do you have do you know what's coming?
Well, I just think, it'll probably be more the look of it, the flatter design, and I wish they'd get rid of that 10. No. No, I mean, even if they were just to call it Yosemite, that's fine, you know, but they had a big 10 on that little display, or there was a shot going around the internet of, like, you know, the conference is. So
I'm looking forward to 10.10.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking forward to the next version. I just,
yeah, I
hope there's some
now
actual...
that it's free. So, I mean, how much can you really complain?
Yeah,
know? But I'm going to try a little bit.
I hope there's one wish. If there's one, I'm going to call it a wish/prediction. But if there is one wish, I just hope they improve some of the basic functionality. Some of those core things that, you know, people that switch from Windows to Mac can't stand. If they can fix those little things, I will be all Mac at that point.
You have an example of one of them?
That was the first one. Was the maximization? That was the first one of the window. Let's see, I know there's some. I know there's more that I can't think of offhand, but
bazillions of them.
Exactly. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right, Matt?
The biggest thing for me was just the key bindings, getting used to those. And I've been spending a lot of time on Ubuntu, and they use Alt F4 to close windows. And I do like that keyboard shortcut. I'm
used to the Mac shortcuts now. I'll say that because to me, using the command key, I used to actually try to use my pinky for that just because I was so used to, you know, control. But now it's all I just use the thumb for everything, and the thumb makes more sense. It's a it's a bigger digit first of all, so. I think it's kind of easier to. Then there's Tony's big digit.
Oh, a big digit.
It's good thing our viewers don't have video.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's, no, I was really just a thumb.
Was
no,
thumb, guys, settle down.
All right, move on to hardware.
I suppose we can move on to some hardware here.
Hardware.
Yep. So you know, and we're just talking about the basic things we've heard out there and what's either coming or what we hope to. Have coming, so it's not like we said. There's not a whole lot that's been leaked or revealed so far. But so hardware. One of the things. I don't know again if this is just a rumor or what, but it's a home automation. Seems to be something that Apple's trying to get into now. And I think I don't know if that's was it part of it. This sounds like from what I remember hearing, it sounds like something Apple's actually had in the works for. The last couple of years. Do you guys remember hearing that?
Actually, this is the first I've heard of them getting into home automation.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the first we've heard, but I believe it's something they've been working on now for a while. So
maybe.
I think it's hard to say whether or not Google bought Nest before or after, or if that was in the works before or after Apple started doing this. Who really knows, you know, but...
they might have got wind that they were working on it and then started acquiring Nest and
one or the other
video.
I mean, it makes sense maybe just as the next logical step. I think well, it's interesting because the Nest, you know, was an Apple guy initially, right? Or he wasn't at the time. Or Tony knows a little more about that, but was he?
Yeah,
he was a former Apple guy, or
yeah, he helped design some of the first iPods.
Okay,
yeah, you can definitely see that from the design. Yeah.
And then he just decided to go off and start his own company called Nest.
Right.
And so then, I heard the home automation stuff that Apple's working on is more of kind of a spec. So it's going to be kind of like the Health Book or that Passport, the app where things kind of plug into it. Maybe like an AirPlay printer where Apple doesn't actually, I don't think they actually make any printers, but they have this AirPlay spec that you can use.
Oh.
Or AirPrint, sorry. But I think that's what they're leaning towards, something that you can just plug in whatever device you want and it'll work.
And not to jump ahead here or anything, but is that kind of how CarPlay works also? Or that's also like a spec that Apple's doing, right? Clearly, they don't make cars right now.
Yeah, they're probably just, you know, more interfaces and whatnot. So when you plug your CarPlay device in there, it's going to know how to talk to different devices. So they're probably just coming up with here's how you interface with, who knows, an engine or probably a radio in a car. Although they would probably, I don't know.
So that's, yeah, but. You know, speaking of CarPlay, though, it's something they've announced. They announced it last year, and then they, you know, probably about, you know, a few months ago, they brought it back. They, you know, refreshed the discussion, I guess. I think it's, I don't know if it's because they actually started releasing cars with it now, or it wasn't maybe, it seems like it's been a slow process now to do it, but I mean, what are the basic ideas for what they would be announcing with at this WWDC now? What are your predictions for how they're going to build upon that
for home automation or CarPlay?
For CarPlay, well, unless you want to, you can keep talking about home automation if you have any more.
Oh no, yeah, I mean, I just think a lot of that's just they're taking you know, iOS type devices. I don't know if you know the home automation things would have to run a version of iOS, but I think they're coming up with just specs on how everything can talk with each other. How would a iOS device talk to a thermostat or, I don't know, I guess a fire detector, smoke detector, what have you. So.
Right. So do you not think they'll have much more to talk about with CarPlay, though, at this particular conference?
I'm not even sure where that's at right now. It seems in limbo.
I know it was for a while, and then they sort of reintroduced it. Yeah, it was like a big refresh. They had a whole web page devoted to it a few months back.
They did, yeah. I wonder, are they waiting on car manufacturers to kind of? I wonder. I maybe that's where the hiccup is, or you know what's taking a while. They got
probably getting it into that pipeline, and then they've years before they can actually get it all working. Yeah, the thing that stinks about CarPlay is how often you buy a new car. So maybe for leasing a few years, that makes sense, but I'm not going to buy a car for a little while. So
right, that's not true.
My radar either.
I will tell you that I'm fairly confident my next car will have CarPlay, though. So there you go. Apple's got me hooked, I guess.
Oh, mine's going to be self-driving.
Oh, Google versus Apple again. No, they were.
I'm looking forward to those self-driving cars.
They play together well sometimes. I'm like, geez, Louise. These guys have been chatting me in Skype this several times, that same comment.
Mike has been hijacking the podcast here.
Way to go, Mike. We hope you listen. but you probably don't. That's okay. Yet.
So did we skip over the iWatch? I don't know if you did that on purpose or...
I mean, just because I brought up CarPlay at the time. Yeah, no, we can still talk about iWatch, though, for sure. I mean, and I don't know, so this would be totally separate from your health book thing, right, Tony? I mean, it's along the same lines of fitness, obviously, but...
I think it might go hand in hand with it a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I know that, what was it, Samsung, Google, and even Microsoft's talking about their version of either this iWatch or this fitness device. And I don't know, I mean... obviously this rumor has been going on, I think, since last year of Apple coming out with either the watch or the fitness device. And I guess that might even go back a little bit with, like the wearable fitness or the wearable technology. Like, and I think that kind of starts with Google Glass, but I don't think Apple's going to do that or anyone else for that matter.
Hmm.
But I'd be curious. I think I'd be more interested in a fitness device than a watch. And I know Apple is a little bit more, I think, on style. But if I see everybody walking around with the same watch, I don't want it. You know,
right.
I mean, sure, you could have colors and stuff. Oh, there's a black one. Oh, there's a white one. Yay. But, you know, and they might do colors. But I would think maybe more fitness device I could wear. But I don't know. As long as it's waterproofed. Most of them aren't. I can't believe that.
I think I've been one for a while now that's predicted they wouldn't do a watch. But now it's I'm not sure anymore, because if they can make an all-in-one fitness device and watch, you know, it does any, you know, most or a lot of the functions that, say, an iPod Nano does. And I think that's one of the things I mentioned, is I almost wonder if they just entirely replace the Nano with something like this. But maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone's going to want to wear it, I suppose. But, you know, obviously the 1 year of the Nano, they had the accessories. You could turn it into a watch anyway. But,
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, one of the things I know you, Tony, really look for, or something you really want with one of those, you know, like a Fitbit, something like that, is to be waterproof. And I know a lot of those Fitbits right now are water resistant, but not totally waterproof. And I don't really think Apple has yet to make a waterproof device, I think, unfortunately.
That's true.
But who knows?
I don't think Apple would be that way. But, right. You know, like for swimmers, there isn't really, and I'm not really that big of a swimmer, but I, you know, if I do tend to want to go swimming and just, you know, track stuff, there's not a lot of devices out there. I think Garmin makes a waterproof watch for like tracking laps and things like that. But outside that, it wasn't, you know, these other fitness devices are really not made for like tracking, like swimming or something like that. And that's kind of what I was looking at the time.
Right.
But so we'll see what happens. I think as these things come out more, maybe we'll see more that are more rugged. That's kind of what it is. And I know a lot of them are geared more for runners and things like that. And you don't usually, maybe sweat, but that probably falls under the water resistant.
Right.
But, waterproof won't.
Okay. So, you know, another thing, this is the time they normally would refresh the iMac?
I think all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they just kind of pick and choose. I think it's iMac's just about due for a refresh. I think that's why it was highlighted.
Now is the Air, also the MacBook Air, they also normally refresh that one at this point?
They did just a couple of weeks ago. They refreshed it with the latest Intel.
So this would be
the rumor that there's a 12-inch MacBook Air with a Retina display. So it'd be
this soon, though. You think they wouldn't be doing that this soon?
I don't know. I think it's pretty far down the list, because it's probably.
I could see maybe if it were 6 months later or something like that, but yeah, too soon. I think. I think they need to do a Retina one for sure sooner than later, but I have a feeling we wouldn't see that maybe until the fall at the earliest, probably, right? No, anyone?
I don't know. I would love to see it come sooner.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's funny, I'm excited about it, but I don't even know if I'd get one. I don't know either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd want something with a little more beef to it. You know, a little more power. But you know, something they've been talking about for a while now too is the Apple TV. That I think that hasn't gotten a refresh in a while, right?
No, it hasn't. I'm waiting for the next one. But then I also heard the rumor it's not coming, and maybe they'll just keep doing software stuff. But
and they may never.
And they might not. And then I always get this mixed up with the elusive like Apple TV with the screen device.
Yeah,
whatever that is. But I think that's going to be more of a service than an actual TV. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of the things supposedly Jobs talked about before he died was that he cracked the code on, you know.
It was in the biography.
Well, Tony read that, yeah. Yeah, good job.
He cracked the code in terms of...
In terms of TV service, right?
Yeah, I think it was more about the service with you know, either Time Warner or any cable company. Just to, like, maybe... my wishful thinking is, you know, an a la carte solution. Where I can just pick and choose what I want. But I know that would probably be really...
That's what everybody wants, but somehow they just...
Everybody wants it, but
don't want
no...
It
in. Oh, God, that'd be perfect. There'd be no such thing as a cord cutter then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see. I love my Apple TV. You know, there's actually a couple in my place right now, only because, you know, one of my roommates has one. Also, I think Matt, you have one, right?
Yep. And yeah, that's my
You like
primer.
It a lot, right?
Oh, yep.
Yep. Yep. I like that.
yeah, I like it a lot. Yep.
AirPlay is pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, AirPlay is worth it alone. But it's, you know, it's great. Tony, you're still holding off, right?
A little bit, but I don't know if I am because I think I should just get it. AirPlay is amazing. I like that.
And it's $100. I mean, it's not, and not to say that's cheap, but as far as Apple products go, that's pretty cheap.
You can stream the developers conference tomorrow on it too.
Oh, there you go. Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad. I'm not
that. Any iOS device, any Mac, and I think if you have a Windows computer, I heard, but I don't know for sure, but QuickTime 7 or later, I think you can stream it for free.
Gotcha.
Or you can use the traditional blog sites of like CNET and like Engadget, which I'll probably be having up in a screen at my work.
And I'm going to be in a meeting. So I don't know how much I'm really going to be able to see of it, but I don't know. I'm kind of hoping I can bring a laptop and see a little bit of coverage. We'll see.
Could have my I could have my tablet and my Mac Mini or my right. iPad Mini in the corner of my keyboard.
So this other device I just want to quick talk about is rumored iTable. What do you guys think about this? It's kind of a neat thing. You know, Apple's never really been into home. Well, let's just say furniture. Obviously, that's not something that they've really gotten into before, but the idea of having just like a wireless charging station built into your table, you know, your coffee table, I think is a really cool idea. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's awesome. Just all the stupid cords I've got laying around, you just throw a device down on the table, it starts charging. If they could do some kind of connecting your monitor to it, connecting, you know, external hard drives, anything else they can put through this stupid table would be awesome. And, you know, charging, I'm hoping it's just the first step. I can see tons of possibilities for this thing.
It really is a great idea. We'll see. We'll see if they announce this come tomorrow. But fingers crossed.
Sounds amazing.
All right. Well, another thing. Lastly, there's been this talks over the last month or so now about this Beats acquisition. Ever since, I think, Dr. Dre and who the heck was it?
Snoop Dogg, right?
No. I mean, I know they hang out and everything, but it was...
Is it Phil or something?
It was the guy from... the guy from the Fast and the Furious movies, right?
It's Mike.
It's Mike. Why can't I think of his name right now? I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right.
They posted a thing about Beats and him becoming the first billionaire in hip hop was the big thing. And now it's, I think, so that was clearly leaked. I think they were under the influence of something at the time, but that's... Apparently still going through. I don't even know if it's been... Has it been officially announced yet?
I think it's official now.
Yeah, okay, it is.
They've got pictures of them together, so that's...
Yeah, okay. But clearly they're going to actually probably more formally announce it come tomorrow. So I think that's kind of an interesting thing. I don't...
It'll be interesting to see if they're both there or if Dr. Dre's there tomorrow at the developers conference kind of promoting...
You should come out and they should make it rain cash.
Yeah, everybody gets something. Or he just does it.
I think, it's, you know what? It just kind of came to me what Beats and Apple have in common. They both make pretty expensive hardware. I'm just throwing that out there.
well, they said it wasn't the headphones that they were really
right.
It was
the streaming
music
service.
So.
I don't know if
was
I
the
buy
service,
that. Were people using that?
I don't think anyone's using it.
Yeah, that seems...
I heard they just wanted someone more for the music part of it, that Jimmy Lovin guy. Like that.
Oh,
he's a,
yeah.
Could like be. They kind of wanted him like...
him and...
Maybe Dr. Dre too. Just
him and them are both going to be like execs at Apple now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
kind of crazy.
Yeah. They're like important.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know too much about headphones. I've heard the quality wasn't super great or as good as some other headphones out there. I mean, but I also heard that they're better than, you know, the standard earbuds or ear pods that Apple has currently. So that's, I think that's
a
good
true.
Thing potentially that to look forward to.
Well, if you go to the gym, though, I usually see those headphones everywhere, except for that.
Beats?
Yeah.
Are they earbud type, or are they? I thought they were the over the
head. They have
both, I believe.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's technology there that Apple could actually utilize or not, but I do think having. I actually like the idea. That's one of the things. Some people think it's maybe a negative thing having heavy bass and headphones, but it is something I wouldn't mind having a little more bass actually in the basic earbuds.
Hmm.
Hmm. But again, maybe it's just the music service they're interested in, which I'm not going to do anything with. They have iTunes. But anyway,
they started their own streaming service, and I think that they really wanted something that had a little more grasp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, all so right. Should we move on here?
Yeah.
I think it's time. I think it is time to move on to the
XP Boost.
All right, here we are at the XP Boost section. And I think Matt's going to take it away on this one because I got nothing.
Yep, I think this is going to be pretty quick, though. It's just about app launchers. And in specific, I tried out Alfred for a week. It is kind of an alternative to Spotlight on OS X. There's, I guess, I don't know if I want to go straight into the review here, but things I definitely liked about it. It did do everything that Spotlight did pretty well. I think you can do some theming and stuff and make it look a little snazzier. But with the free version, it basically seemed like it did exactly what Spotlight does, feature for feature. There wasn't much more. They have this power pack, which seemed pretty nice. It could integrate Alfred into other apps you have, maybe Evernote if you use that one a lot, or just web browsers, different ways of launching sites, things like that. And I think it's got its own kind of scripting language you can use. So definitely a feature-packed app launcher. So
it's not Lua, is it?
No, yeah, they've got their own language. Lua's a nice little language, but yeah, I think they've got their own. And I think I could be totally off here. I think it talks to AppleScript. I didn't buy the power pack, unfortunately. I used it for about a week, and after that, it's just, it was doing everything that Spotlight was doing for me, so I actually just switched back to Spotlight. But I am a huge user of the app launchers. So Windows has a nice one called Launchy. I've been using Ubuntu a lot recently. They've got their own version called Dash. So I don't know, just really nice ways of loading up any app you want. You can, most of them will do any kind of calculations. If you just need to do a quick addition, if you're paying your bills or whatnot, you can type it right in there, and it normally pumps out the calculation for you, searches your file system. So all kinds of cool stuff that you can do with that.
Cool. So is Alfred, is that like a Batman reference then, or what exactly? Like easier.
I think it's supposed to be a butler name,
right?
So it's a British butler, I guess, is what.
I mean, they could have gone with Lurch. No. No one. Okay. Well,
you guys use app launchers at all?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, we were saying I use Spotlight on occasion when I just really need to get an app open quickly, but. Other than that, I don't really care to. I'd rather, because that's, depending on the name of the app, that's so many keys to actually type in before I actually get to
well,
it.
You don't have to type the whole name. You just type the first few characters.
I know. It's really just the principle of it. I don't like the idea of having to search for my apps. I don't know what it is, really, but I...
Is this just an alternative to just double-clicking the icon? You just want to...
Yeah, so if you've got the dock down there, if you don't want to shove all your apps on the dock, I personally pull everything off my dock and I launch every app through Spotlight. It's nice, and then my dock is just what I have open.
Do you
so
even
I kinda like
need
that.
The dock?
On your Windows PC, do you have icons on your desktop?
When I was using Windows 7s, I took all of the... I don't have anything on my desktop ever. I hate that. And then I took all the quick launch stuff off of the start bar, start menu. So everything was launched through Launchy, which okay. I really
like. You just don't like to show. I don't like clutter either, but I was just trying to get what you were thinking. I like to keep things as neat and as clean as possible, at least on my desktop screen.
I'm picturing Matt's actual desktop as being just completely blank. He doesn't even have a computer on it or anything.
Do you have the My Computer Well, it's
the
not
only
my
thing I've got on there is the Time Machine hard drive. I guess I haven't spent any time trying to figure out how to get rid of that.
Do you have a nice picture? At least the background image.
Matt's
something?
An elitist.
I've got the
heard it here first,
the
folks.
One.
It's okay. I'm that way about some things too.
Do you wish there was a way to get all the icons off of your main screen on your iPhone?
So there could just be no apps visible at all.
So you could just have the background image that you so desperately want. It seems
so
like.
The iPhone has the exact same thing. If you the new iOS 7, if you just swipe down, it brings up kind of a spotlight type thing you can search for too. So if there's apps you don't use very often, that's a really nice way of launching those as well. I mean, there's other, you know, they've got the keyboard shortcut to bring up the whole grid of apps if you want, and then also that was the other way of launching those. You're just throwing them on the dock. So I mean, there's always plenty of ways to launch them. You can pick your favorite. I just tend to have it all in one place. I like the spotlight.
By the way, it took me just a little while to realize the advantage or why they changed the how you get to that search bar in iOS. It took me a little while to actually understand why they changed it to where you swipe down from the top. I mean, do you guys understand why it's more beneficial now?
Oh, then versus the last one where you swipe
before
right.
You had to go all the way to the left.
Oh,
or double tap.
Yeah,
or
if you're on
like
any page, that would, you know,
yes.
Page 6 of 10. You
exactly.
Gotta, that would stink.
If you have that many pages, yeah. That's
you
super...
kind of showed me that the other day, Shane, I think, when I was just trying to, I don't know, search just some text in a website or something.
Yep.
Like, so that's so easy. I didn't even think about that because it's like, well, won't that search something else? But it's like the one you're on, the app you're on, or the page you're on, or whatever.
Oh, it does
sometimes
that too. If you've
it's
got,
so easy,
Chrome
it's hard.
Open. If you have what?
If you have Chrome open, you can just search the. Oh, that brings down a notification, Jid. Never mind.
Okay. All right. So, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, so I guess that was a pretty quick XP boost. But
no,
just,
I think you did a great job. Keep up the good work. We do have. I don't think we have any call-ins today, which is okay, but.
Emily had no more problems. We fixed all our problems.
Yes. We are awesome.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach us, though, please write into techeastpodcast@gmail.com on facebook.com/techeastpodcast or on Twitter @techeastpodcast. Do we have a question for listeners?
We don't. Yeah, because it was copied from last time.
Oh, okay. Question to listeners is, can you give us
can you
question?
Provide us with a good question for next time.
You can just go ahead and do that. We'd really appreciate it. Well, you know what? I don't think there's really any other thing to talk about. Do you guys have anything else?
No, it'll be interesting to see tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to the WWDC DC tomorrow.
Yeah.
WWDC.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Much greatly appreciated. And until next time, take her easy.
Good night, guys. Looking forward to self-driving cars.
Please hang up and try again.